Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I don't know who did this, but somebody decided to talk to 10,000 Americans.
Okay.
Say, hey, how many meals could you make without looking at a recipe?
Does that include takeout?
Yes. Well,
that's,
I can make all the meals.
Yeah, without looking at the menu's restaurant. The restaurant's menu.
Yeah, give me the place. I could easily do that.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think that's what they mean.
No.
I don't think they...
How many meals can you make? I can only think of one. That's pasta.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of pasta?
Spaghetti.
But, like, I mean, what kind of sauce?
The red sauce. Oh,
the one that comes
in
the jar?
What kind of spaghetti is there?
Well, no,
Alfredo.
Do, like, fettuccine Alfredo. I was thinking he was making
vodka
the butter
sauce
noodles.
Or something. There's all sorts of things.
Butter noodles is, like, the go-to for me, so that's right. Super easy.
But it's not spaghetti, is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I always call that something different.
Just butter noodles.
I guess it's noodles and butter. Noodles and butter.
Can I just say you are all failing this, and you are not the one in four Americans that actually could make at least 10 meals. They're saying they basically can make between 4 and 10 different meals without looking at a recipe, and I'm not sure that's any of you.
I can do that.
I was just saying that we don't need to count Vicky because Vicky can do it. She,
yeah.
And Danny, you could do like a steak. I could grill a steak and a burger. That counts as a meal?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese, that counts as a meal.
Yeah, I'm thinking about all the different ones that I can make from memory. And okay. There's, like you said, spaghetti.
Okay.
Chicken caprese. Chili. Hey,
chicken caprese.
Chicken caprese. Stuffed poblano peppers.
All right.
Hamburgers. Steak. Baked potato. I don't know if that's considered.
That's a side.
Mac and cheese.
You know, actually, some people do have a baked potato just as a meal.
Yeah, bacon and eggs.
I think we're.
Get into the bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Jeez, Danny's just showing off with all his culinary skills.
Chicken curry.
Why don't we just call him Wolfgang Danny over here?
Yeah.
All right. So you don't need to look at a recipe, Danny. You just know how to throw it in there and make it happen.
Yes.
All right. Well, all right, Danny and Vicky. So far. You know, take away your Traegers, what can you do? That's what I'd like to know.
I mean, I think about, like, there's some basic stuff that, like you said, like certain breakfast things I wouldn't need to look at a recipe for. I guess I was just assuming, like, something that's a little bit more elaborate, like a stir fry. Even though that seems like that should be pretty easy to put together as well.
All right. So now you're coming back to the party, Steve. You think you can do it?
I think I can make a meal every day for a week.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. That'd be different.
Wow. Without looking at a recipe.
Yeah, because like even Danny brought up some of these things. I mean, like, steak and potatoes. I mean, do you really need a recipe on how to make a steak and potatoes?
No, you shouldn't.
I mean, if you want to make them fancy type of potatoes, sure, you probably do need a recipe. But if you just want to, like, chop them up and put them in the oven for a while until they're hot.
Yeah. And or knowing what seasoning to put on your steak. Like, Like you can make like a dry rub to put on your steak.
Sure.
Yeah, like that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, Steve, you know how to make a dry rub, Steve?
Yeah, you just rub some dry stuff on it.
Okay, there you go. All right, well, wait, we're set. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I didn't know the culinary masters I was working with. I stand corrected.
We should just start a restaurant. I mean, between like all of us except for you, BJ, because clearly you're making it seem like you can't do anything.
I've just decided that for today I would be honest.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know what day you guys are going to make that decision, but I decided today's going to be my day. I just see my wife do what she does, and she does not use recipes. She just has done it so much. She knows the seasoning. She knows how to put stuff in there. She just has an idea. She can cook anything. My wife could make hundreds of meals without even looking at a recipe book.
I didn't say it was going to be a great meal. I just said it would be a meal.
And edible, probably.
Yeah. Oh, it would be edible.
Oh, listen, I got to tell you
something. You won't get sick from what I make you.
My father.
Thank you.
Used to be a short order cook. And so when my mother passed away and he said, look, no problem, I can cook stuff for you. I'll never forget the time he basically just took a can of vegetables, basically mixed vegetables you buy in the supermarket. And here's a little Del Monte, just dumped everything in the pot, including the water that the vegetables were in, and called it soup. And then with no seasoning at all. And I realized, wow. I guess a little bit more to this cooking than any of us thought.
But did you starve? No.
Right. Look, you're alive today.
Yeah.
Thanks to those meals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We, you know what? I was the kind of kid that should have kept his mouth shut and never did. But I'd like to thank myself because we rushed to get a microwave oven because of how much complaining I did about the fact that my dad had to be the worst short order cook. And he just said, I'm tired of listening to you, kid. I'm going to go get a microwave. And then, of course, life was great. I could cook a lot of meals at that point. Didn't need a recipe at all. Just throw the box in. Woo! Done! There you go. Congratulations to me. I think I'm better than all of you.
I'm sure you do think that.
We would make the best cookbook ever.
Yeah. Oh my God. How Not to Die, a cookbook.
Yeah.
We swear these things are edible.
Yeah, we do.
From BJ and Migs.
That's it. Over the weekend, a flight had to be diverted, you know, because of an unruly passenger. And that passenger was the flight attendant. Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a very, very, very special day. It's a National Strawberry Shortcake Day.
Oh, that's fun. Very special. Boy, you couldn't even get that out, how special that was.
I'm just so excited. It's also Happy Flag Day, everybody. Today's Flag Day. So enjoy some strawberry shortcake.
While looking at your flag.
Yeah. And watch the Big Bang Theory, and you can watch Sheldon's little public access show about flags.
There we go. Fun with flags.
Fun with flags, man. I always loved that episode whenever they did that. Him and Amy Fowler.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I know. Yep. It makes me wonder, like, is that how I am when I'm talking about my board games?
Probably. I'm probably that boring.
All right. This is just one of those stories where when you read it, you're like, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Then you find out who the culprit was. You're like, you've got to be kidding me. So this happened over the weekend with Delta Airlines. There was a flight heading to Atlanta, and they had to be diverted to Oklahoma City because of, well, a passenger that was being a massive pain in the ass.
Okay.
Turns out that the passenger that was starting all the trouble on the plane, an off-duty flight attendant.
Oh.
You would think of all people, that would be
what?
Cool. It would be someone that knows the struggle that is with dealing with passengers. No, they're the problem.
Wow. And she was probably flying free. I don't know. Now I have no idea.
She or he. I'm not sure, but all I do know is that they had someone go on the loudspeaker, probably a flight attendant. And just listen to the commotion. Also, a rather odd request by the flight attendant or whoever was on the speaker talking to the passengers that were on the plane.
We'd like all strapped males to the front of the aircraft to handle the problem passenger.
We would like all strong males to the front of the airplane.
Do we have any pro wrestlers on this flight? Any pro wrestlers on this flight?
I'm here, brother. Let's go.
Steve stands up and rips off his shirt.
So what would you do if they said, hey, strong males, would you jump in, or would you just be like, you know what? I bet there's somebody else.
I'm not strong enough for this one.
I know my place.
Yeah, I'd go with the second one. I just kind of put my head down and be like, they can deal with it.
Oh, I'm going in.
Are you?
Why not? I mean, you got to feel like there's going to be a few other people jumping in. If I'm the only one, then it's going to be really awkward. Because I'm like, then I'm going to be like, you know what? I thought you guys wanted somebody to come up and deliver the nuts to everyone here on the plane while you guys handled this.
That's what they need strong males for, is to get your nuts?
Yes. Those bags are heavy, BJ.
Yeah, sure.
Do we have any weak males, ladies and gentlemen? Then I'm ready to go. What do you need me for?
If you go up, I'm going up with you, buddy.
You see, right? Yeah. There's something exciting about like a team of us going up to like just subdue a human being. I'm in.
Yeah, Vicky's actually good. She's got a good low center of gravity, and you really can't move her, so she'd be the one they should call.
Yeah, I'll bite your ankles. I'm
Wonder
fierce.
Twins. Activate. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Steve and Vicky on the flight? Steve and Vicky, we need you and whatever strong males you can bring with you.
Vicky, are you? What an odd thing. We need strong males. Get on the speaker. Okay.
Yeah. How many people were put into a crisis or having a fight with their significant other as they were getting up? You're not a strong male. Sit back down.
I can totally see that happening. Like, you think you're a strong male, and you want to let that guy that has like muscles over there go.
And you know, really, at that point. So if it was if you were going on vacation, that vacation is ruined by that conversation,
right? Or what if like you are a guy that like visually looks like a strong man, or just technically are, like Mark Henry, the world's strongest man from wrestling. Like, what if he's on the plane, but he doesn't want to deal with this crap? And all of a sudden, like, we want all the strong males. I bet your ass that entire row is going to be staring at that strong-looking dude and be like, at what point are you getting up, man? You're the guy they're asking
Time
for.
Time to pretend you're asleep.
A lot of peer pressure. It's like, look, I get paid to look this way, but in my spare time, I'm a weakling like the rest of you. I'm not doing it.
It's just vanity muscles, guys. I'm not here for that.
Yeah, I can't really do much.
And someone said the flight attendant was a guy that they're trying to subdue.
Oh, okay. Well, then? Wow, that's you got to be kidding me! You're in the business. How do you be an a-hole?
Oh, alcohol and a free
flight.
That's
my guess. Yeah, you're probably right.
Or and then the attitude: I know how to do this job. Give me my nuts.
Oh yeah. Oh man,
dude! Yesterday something awesome happened for yours truly.
Oh really? What happened? You found out you were a strong male?
No, I'm still waiting to get that information. I don't think that'll ever come through. But I did get to be a part of Snoqualmie Casino's cruising into the summer giveaways that they're doing. I went down to Snoqualmie Casino, got to be around people. That was pretty damn awesome.
Oh, nice.
And I got to be a part of something pretty cool, and that was giving away a brand new car to somebody. It was a Ford F-150. And the way that we did it, you might want to hold up, I'm showing the video to BJ. So they had four different people that got qualified for a chance to win this brand new car.
All right.
And so each person, the first person that was picked, that they had the first pick of four briefcases. And they had it all set up like a game show in the ballroom.
Oh, right. Like the Howie Mandel show where they had
the deal
those
briefcases.
Or no deal.
Yeah. So in each briefcase, there was either the car or $2,000 in free play. Ooh. And they did this all on their YouTube live page.
Wow.
So like, dude, the adrenaline was awesome. Hearing him on the microphone, welcome. They have paparazzi. The people are coming through. And so the first guy that made the first pick was a man by the name of Tang. And his pick was the one that won the car. And his reaction
was freaking awesome. I had to censor it or bleep it because, well, you'll find out why. Check it out. Number two. So we're going to open up the briefcase to number two. Number two, let's open it up and see if you won the car. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Holy Okay. Censored. Yeah. Good thing that was just on YouTube.
Yeah.
And not live on television.
Censored.
Holy F.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Congrats to him.
Right.
Man, he picks the right one. Man.
And they had fire going and there was smoke. It was awesome, dude.
I was in the moment.
It was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. To be able to give away a car like that and be part of that, that's awesome.
Well, plus it's fun when someone wins something and they're excited to win it. Like, I've done a giveaway before once where I was part of something where they gave away a car and the person was mad because it wasn't the car that they wanted.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes. Not kidding.
Wow.
I've never seen someone angry before about winning a car. I was like, this blows my mind. So that guy was a refreshing change of pace. I'll take all of the S words that he could throw out.
And I'm looking at the vehicle he won. I'm like, that's a nice vehicle.
Yeah, dude, it's fancy.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Damn.
Well, I almost left with the car keys in my pocket, too.
What?
That would have been the worst thing ever. Because I had the car keys for the video to be like, check it out. Got the keys in my hand. So it's all done. Everyone, you know, obviously he's got to fill out his paperwork. So I'm like, hey, everybody. That was the final big finale. I'm like, I'm out. Thanks, good. And I'm about to step foot out the door. And I was like, I felt the bulge in my pocket. I was getting in my car. And I'm like, those aren't my keys. Oh, boy. It's like, you guys probably want these. How much would that have sucked if I got back home and they're like blowing up my phone? Like, we need those keys.
Oh, man, that's funny. And you're like, you're not getting those keys. You know who won the car? This guy.
So shout out to everyone over at Snoqualmie Casino. It was a blast getting to be a part of that again. And they're going to be doing more giveaways this upcoming weekend. Another car to give away. I think it's like a brand new Lexus. It's pretty sweet.
Dang. Whoa.
So that's on Sunday night if you're one of those Crescent Club members. Get that information at snocasino.com. Oh, my God. Holy S.
Holy F.
This woman is from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And some people just think there's payment plans for anything. And she thought there would be a payment plan for hiring a hitman to kill her husband.
Oh, there's not a layaway for the dead away?
Nope. She met up with a man named... actually, a woman named Claudia. That's her name. She met up with a guy. There's no name on the hitman. But she said, hey, I'd like to do this. He's like, it's $4,000 for the hit. She's like, I don't have that kind of money. Can I pay you installments of $100 for 40 weeks?
Wow.
He agreed to it. The reason being, he's an undercover cop.
Oh, good job, buddy.
So all once right. She paid the first $100, she was arrested. Dummy.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Holy S.
Wow. Man, oh, man. That's
and holy ass, the Mariners finally won. They avoided being swept by the Cleveland Indians. They lost. They beat them 6-2. Yeah. Up next, they're at home taking on the Minnesota Twins. You can watch that game tonight at 7:00.
Twins are a kind of good team too.
Well, okay, just like Cleveland.
Everybody's actually kind of a good team when you're thinking about the Mariners.
Holy ass,
yeah.
Game one of the semifinals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Islanders ended up beating Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1. Great game yesterday. And Matthew Barzal, former Seattle T-Bird, he had a goal to start things off. So that was pretty badass.
Damn.
Tonight, you got Montreal taking on Vegas. That'll be a fun one to watch. That's game one of that semifinals. And as far as weather, 66 degrees and cloudy. And that's the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
On Friday, Steve did get this one wrong.
What color is the L in the typical Google logo?
Red?
No.
Yellow?
No.
Blue?
No.
I almost said the F word.
Oh, please don't.
Holy yes.
We were looking for green is the answer, sir. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 649 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.